Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we are totally grateful. We don't take it for granted because so many times we take things for granted. And guess what? I appreciate you. We appreciate you for tuning in. So tonight's topic is Holy Spirit Inspired. And the topic is, what do you do when your plans have to shift? You know, many times we get caught up in, ooh, but we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I want to thank our sponsors for being a sponsor on Homeside Inspire. We thank Bridgewell Realty, Inc., who is an awesome, awesome realty team that will take care of every real estate need of yours, from selling your house to anything, any kind of questions that you have to deal with real estate, they will take care of you. That is Bridgewell Realty. And they will actually give you a special if you mention that you heard it here on Fire Inspire. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you mention it that you heard it here on Fire Inspire, they will give you a special if you're trying to sell your house. And the number is 404-941-0435. Again, that is 404-941-0435. Bridget Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. And just mention on Fire Inspire if you're trying to sell your house, and she will give you a special, special price from as being a on Fire Inspire listener. Thank you, Bridgewell Realty, Inc., for being a sponsor for On Fire Inspire. Then we have Vitiology. Vitiology will take care of your infomercials, your commercials, any of those types of needs. And you can reach Vitiology, it's spelled V, and then the word audio, A-U-D-I-O, and then L-O-G-I, Vitiology, take care of your infomercials, commercials. They can even make your flyers look like a moving commercial. And that, and you've seen some of those things that I've posted on Facebook. Vitiology has taken care of that. Thank you, April Graphics, for being our graphic, meeting every graphic need that we have. April Graphics has taken care of any photography that you've seen in the last year and a half of me, any of our flyers, our newsletter, anything that you need that needs to be graphically done, April Graphics can take care of that for you. April Graphics is A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F is in Frank, X is in X-ray. Vitiology takes care of your infomercials and commercials. April Graphics takes care of all your graphics needs as well as photography. And then we have Bridgewell Realty, Inc., taking care of all your real estate needs. And then finally, we have Unique Expression by Design, and they will take care of all of your custom business needs or personal needs. You know, have all these weddings and things coming up, you can get anything customized through Unique Expression by Design. And if you need T-shirts done for family reunions, check them out. You can go out to Facebook. All of our sponsors have Facebook presence out there. You can go check them out on Facebook and tell them you heard it right here on Friday Inside. Now, we have another announcement. Please, please, please don't forget that on Friday Inspire or myself, I have released the newest book, The 21-Day Mindset Devotional. And you will read a page a day for 21 days. We're taking out the garbage, and we're intentionally putting in the things to feed us, the words of life. So I give you a word of encouragement for 21 days, and then after you finish that, you'll continue to just encourage yourself. Because one thing that was told to me was that we have about 90,000 thoughts come through a day. 90% of them came from yesterday, and 75% of them are negative. So if we're intentional about what we're feeding ourselves and being intentional about listening to our words and listening to our thoughts. We're being intentional about what we're declaring and speaking, not what we're seeing, but what we want to see, then we're going to start seeing that type of thing manifest. So, again, that is called the 21-Day Mind Detox. It is a devotional, and it is on Amazon and all of your online book outlets for only $2.99. So please go out and support that. And then there's an event coming up, July the 27th, 26th and 27th. We have the church anniversary of Kingdom Work Celebration with Apostle Zoe Leggett. And on that Saturday night, or that Friday night, it's going to be a great, great church anniversary. That's at 1303 Parker Road, Suite C, Conyers, Georgia, 30094. Now, on the 27th, if you can't make it Friday night, you definitely have to be there that Saturday night. There's going to be a gala, and I'm telling you, you want to get all dressed up in your gala attire. They're going to have a saxophonist there. They're going to have comedian Daddy Laugh-A-Lot coming in. I'm telling you, it is going to be awesome. And they're going to have food. So you have food, a comedian, you have a saxophonist. Man, I'm telling you, that's July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Kingdom Works International Ministry at 1303 Parker Road, Suite C, as in Charlie, Conyers, Georgia, 30094. Well, we're going to jump right on in to our topic tonight. And our topic tonight is, what do you do when your plans have to shift? When your plans don't line up with God's plans, what do you do? Sometimes in our flesh, we just want to get frustrated. We want to get annoyed, aggravated. But you can't get caught up in your emotions. And you can't get caught up in your flesh. What you got to do is three things that the Lord gave me to share with you tonight. And I was asking God what to give you guys tonight, because I'm going to do a replay. Because my own situation, I was having to do some things today. And I said, okay, we're going to do a replay. But the Holy Spirit said no. So as I was driving, he said, this is a topic, and here are your points. So I give God praise. And so number one is completely lining up with what I'm telling you. And number one is to be still. See, if we're busy, 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 and we're running, 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 but he's talking to us, but we're too busy to hear him. So he said, number one, I need you to be still. And had I not been still, or I had all the noise not being able to hear his voice drowning things out, I wouldn't have heard him as I was driving say, this is the topic, and these are your points. So number one, I want you to be still. You have to be still to listen for direction. So this is what you planned, but your plans are kind of being altered by what he has planned, a divine interruption is what I call it. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. But that divine interruption is going to take a divine direction for you to hear him to move in that direction. Not what you thought you were going to do, but now you're being directed by him. And you got to first be still in him. And so Psalms 46 and 10 was the inspiration from this. And he says, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So be still. That is your number one goal, to be still. If you are going, or you're so busy or so loud and not still enough to hear him, you're going to miss that redirection as he's redirecting you in this shift of what your plan was. So number one was be still, and that's coming out of Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I'll be exalted among in the earth. So not your plans be exalted, not you being exalted, but God being exalted, even with this shift or this change and his plans shifting what you thought that you were going to do at this hour, right? All right, so that was number one. Number two is going to be, I need you to be willing. He said, number one, I need you to be still. Number two, he says, I need you to be willing. And this one is coming from the 2 Samuel 22 and 36. And the New English Translation says this: you give me your protective shield. Your willingness to help enables me to prevail. So your willingness will cause you to prevail. You can't prevail if you're not still enough, number one, to hear his voice, and number two, if you're not willing to shift with the divine direction. So that divine interruption has to be given that divine direction, but in order to give that divine direction, you got to hear it, so you got to be still. And then number two, you got to be willing to go and shift in a different direction. It may just be for now. You don't know. But whatever that divine direction is, you got to be still and be willing to go in the direction that he's taking you in his power. Because you may have thought it was point A going to point B, but he said, right now I may be having you go from A to C, and you may go back to B later. But whatever it is, he needs you to be still and be willing to move as he directs. Number three, he needs you to be obedient. So your willingness is going to go hand in hand with your obedience, because if you're not willing, you're not going to be obedient. And that one is coming out of Psalms 90. Bear with me a minute, yeah, because he just gave me this one. This one's in Psalm 93 and 5. And that one says this: your testimonies are very true. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness, appearing in separation from sin, with simple trust and hearty obedience, is becoming to your house, O Lord, forever. So the obedience is becoming to your house. So out of your obedience, you're going to see these sure testimonies. You're going to see his hand move in ways that you didn't even plan, you didn't even understand. And the shift can be totally divine. But again, number one, you got to be still. Number two, you got to be willing. Number three, he said, I need you to be obedient. So as I call you to shift, and as I call you to cause you to shift in this hour, I need you to hear me so clearly. And are you going to be obedient? And are you going to move as I direct you? So it's going to be a very quick thing tonight to share with you. He said, I tell them that as we move forth in this power, some things are going to be unconventional and some things are going to be not what they planned, because I know I personally have seen that and experienced that myself. He said, so your plan may not be what I had for you, but I need you to be still. I need you to be willing, and I need you to be obedient as I direct you. So my question to you today is, are you going to be willing? Are you going to be still? And are you going to be obedient? Because there's something that you're going to learn from this. There's something that's going to be birthed from this. There's something that's going to grow so much in you, because there's purpose on the inside of you. And one of the things that I say regularly is, as long as there's a breath in your body, there's purpose to fulfill. Now, I want you to hear me clearly. As long as there is breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. So there's someone that is awaiting you to get in alignment with what God is calling you to do in this hour, because they're needing you. They need to hear your voice. They need to hear, sometimes they just need to see your face, because the God on the inside of you is going to awaken some things in them. It's going to spark some things in them. But are you going to be still, be willing, and be obedient in this hour? It's time for us to rise above mediocrity. It's time for us to rise above being emotional. It's time for us to rise above the status quo and the commonalities. He's called us and he's caused us to be extraordinary. So why are we looking like commoners if we're not being extraordinary? He said, I've moved you into a place for such a time as this. So if he's moved you in a place for such a time as this, then it's imperative that you hear him. It's imperative that you're willing. It's imperative that you're obedient. And as you walk in that obedience, I promise you, you will see his hand left and right moving on your behalf in ways that you just think a thing or you speak a thing, and you'll watch it manifest as you're doing what he's calling you to do. He'll make it easy. Now, some things in that shift, it may not be an immediate ease, but I promise you there will be a peace that you'll have as you continue to walk in that obedience and in that place of of obedience, truly, in that place of obedience, there is something that you are going to learn from this. There's going to be a growth. And you know how you say kids have a growth spurt? There's going to be a growth spurt in you from this place of obedience. You know, many times in that place of comfort, you just be still, and you know, you're just saying, okay, you know, this is a common place for me. But he says, I need you to get out of that comfort zone. And as I shift you out of that comfort zone, that uncommon place is going to become that growth spurt for you, that place of growing, that place of trusting him like never before. Because in that place of the unknown, guess what? You can't do nothing but trust him. You can't do nothing but seek his face. You can't do anything but listen to him as he directs you to move. And I'm telling you, you're going to glean from that place, glean in that place, and you're going to grow. And people are going to say, why in the world are you glowing like that? Why are you shining like that? Because in this place of obedience, that growth spurt, and you're just taking off, and you don't even realize it, but others see it in you, and others will see it on you. So today that word for you, it wasn't a whole lot, but it said enough, and he said, I need you to be still, I need you to be willing, and I need you to be obedient. So as the question asked tonight, what do you do when your plans have to shift, when your plans don't line up with God's plans? And that task is completely simple now. That task is to be still, be willing, and be obedient. So, guys, I had a quick show for you tonight. I thank you for joining us. Just remember those words. If you have not gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, please go out to Amazon and get your copy. It's only $2.99. You will take a page a day and just read it and just take out the garbage, so to speak. We're taking out all the toxic stuff, and we're replacing it with positive things, with words of light and words of life, as God has given them to me to share with you. That's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. We want to thank our sponsor. We want to thank Unique Expression by Design. We want to thank Vitiology, Infographics, and Bridge Rail Realty. So thank you all so much tonight for joining us on Friday and Spa. Share it with a friend, because the playback recording will be available within the next 5 minutes of the show completing. So share it with a friend, because they may be in this place of not knowing what to do, because the shift, they're in that midst of the shift. And you can tell them what to do, but also you can direct them to listen to the playback, the recording, and they will be able to hear it for themselves and be able to grab those scriptures for themselves. Okay? Well, if you know anybody that's interested in being a sponsor for the show, On Fire to Inspire, have them email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And we definitely would love to host a show, have them sponsor us and share their vision, their service, their opportunity, their events, even if they have upcoming events, like I shared with Kingdom Works Church Anniversary and the Gala. That is my home, church home, but also I'm telling you a powerful, powerful word of God. So if any of you are in the Atlanta area or surrounding areas, I'm telling you, if you want to get a non-adulterated word that's straight from heaven, go on a Saturday night called Saturday Night Live at 7 p.m. at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, where you have the Apostles Kevin Leggett Sr. and Zoe Leggett, and you will get that word clean and pure, a word from on high. Finally, don't forget to go out and get your $5 accessory at www.inspiredjewels, the number 4, the letter U.com, Inspired Jewels for You. That's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com, to get your copy. Get your $5 accessories. Thank you again for listening tonight to On Fire to Inspire. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Remember that it's time for you to shift, and while you shift, you know what to do. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, here to inspire you to live out the life that God called you to. No more failure, no more excuses, no more delays. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.